How's the tour been so far?
It's been great. Like, the Austria stays have been amazing. Like, it's the first time for us doing a big festival like that in the U.S., so it's been really crazy to see a lot of people coming out early. No matter what time we were on stage in the afternoon, it was pretty packed, and that was really, really cool. And the rest of the days have been good too with Double Dragon Kitty. It's been a really fun tour. We're having a blast on this one.
Okay, so do you want to kind of formally start now?
What was that? Sorry?
Oh, yeah. You want me to start with the questions already?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So the band's latest album, Heaven Venom, came out a few days ago. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and the ideas behind this release?
Yeah, Heaven's Venom was mostly like an album we started working on it about a year ago. Worked really hard. It came like a kind of spontaneously at first. But like a lot of work has been put into it afterwards because we wanted the production and the arrangements to be perfect. So we spent a lot of extra time, me and Steph, looking over to demos and building the songs and switching stuff around, and getting rid of the parts that we didn't like. And we wanted to make sure it was the best thing we could do. And I think this album is about a lot of struggle we had in the past couple of years. A lot of stuff has happened, and everybody was in line and focused to deliver the best album we could. And then the concept behind it is kind of a bit of our personal life, what we've been through, and a lot of that. To keep this thing going and all the stuff we've done, and it's a lot about not giving up, and a lot of it is about beating your own demons and making sure that we're gonna make a stand with this album. I think it's pretty much a concept behind this whole record.
And so you guys see it like a summary of pretty much the band's career up to now?
Yeah, I would say that, but I think we do what we do best, but we pushed it a notch higher on this one, especially on playing and technicality of the songs and technicality of the arrangements. We pushed it up a bit farther than what we usually do, and we push ourselves to the max. I think it's how we looked at it. We wanted to give our best, and this is what we've come up with. We're really proud of this record.
And
so far, we've been getting good reviews, but we were saying, we didn't care that much on this one what the reviews would be like or what people would think, just because we know we gave our best. I mean, we firmly believe it's a great record.
And how do you guys wanted to approach this one since the last album? Like you said, I mean, you guys spent more time, but what other kind of ideas did you guys have on how to improve since Prevail?
Prevail was, I think the album was kind of, of course, we always try to do our best every album, but what happened with Prevail is we were kind of caught time-wise in between tours and stuff, and we didn't realize that we everything went really fast, the writing, the recording, and everything, mixing, and boom, the album was done, and we were back on the road again, and we looking back and at it, and we were man, we should have spent more time and make the best of what we could do. And I guess that's what we did with this one. We knew how it works, how schedule works nowadays for bands and such, and we just said, let's just stop and actually spend time and write an album. So, we started ahead of time in between tours to write, music and on tour, and, the whole time we worked on the songs, and we didn't want to release it till we were not happy 100%. We just made sure with the label that, the time schedule was realistic for us to deliver a great record, and we stood our ground on this one. We wanted to make sure we could release it and be proud of 200% of the record.
And do you guys see that this, the way that, like you mentioned, the band sound is more technical, but it's still brutal enough? Do you think that this is the direction that you want to shape the music now from for future releases?
I mean, I think I'd like to take every album with a different approach, just to make it different. Because like, I don't want to become one of these bands that like put out a record every 2 years and you know exactly what to expect. Like it's gonna be the kind of the same album over and over again. We don't want to do that. We want to try to change a little bit the recipe of your record and go places, go different places, and try to make it interesting every time. And also sound-wise, like the songwriting-wise, we want the production to be different every time. Not to keep like the, like I mean, keep the sound of the band, but like make it fresh and interesting every time. That's important to us. So we're trying to like have like a different approach every time. Next album, we'll see what we feel like and see what like the vibe of the moment is, and that's what we're gonna try to feed ourselves on like every time. So that's important to us, to have like an identity to every record. And I think so far we achieved that in our career, from like the first album till now. Like all of them have their own kind of identity on the songs and the sound as well.
And how do you guys see the reaction from the people that attended to see you guys in your tours recently, but that they haven't had the record in their hands yet? Do you see how they reacted to the new material, or you guys didn't play
much?
You
could totally tell, the reaction from the new songs has been amazing. The first time playing them live, like as opposed to previous record when we came up with new songs, that people were like, maybe just paying more attention to them, but like I feel like on this tour, like we're playing new tracks, and the reaction is really really cool for like stuff that people never heard before, and like for the song for the Venom, we have all eight people like singing lyrics and stuff, and it's a brand new track, so it's really nice and encouraging to see that our fans like the new stuff as much as we do. So we're actually like excited to come back and hopefully play like a liner shows, because we can play more of the new songs. So that's something that we're looking forward to, playing a lot of new tracks live and change the set list.
And I mean, from what it seems, this is like a little bit like the band's being not reborn, but it is getting its time in the spotlight again. How are you guys planning on approaching this opportunity that you've given now?
I mean, we always work hard, like our whole career, and try to tour as much as we can. And finally, we kind of got a good shot at something important in America. And hopefully, this leads to other good opportunities, and we'll keep taking what's coming at us, and like working hard, and hopefully things go further. But that's the way it's always been for our band. It seems like from the start, we started like really small and underground band, and like every year, every album, we get a little more, a little better opportunities. And but we're hard workers, and we're road warriors. We tour a lot, and we'll keep working hard, and hopefully, our fans keep following us. But I feel that's the one thing I feel about the Cataclysm fans. Like we don't have like a huge, huge fan base, but the fans that are with us are really like fans of the band, and they come back supporting us every time we're touring, and we have like a legit solid fan base, and I'm very happy about that.
And how do you see that the new group of fans that you've been exposed to? Do you think that later on, if you guys change your sound a little bit, might be a little bit put off?
How do they keep following us? I mean, we don't ever want to change to the point where like the band isn't like recognizable, or that is totally something else. We just want to keep things interesting and not repeating the same records. Hopefully, people that are into our band will catch and understand what we're trying to do, and they handle them. So far, so good. So hopefully they keep moving forward with us.
And where do you think that, I mean, now that, like we mentioned that, yeah, you guys have a bigger shot, where do you want to take the band in the next 5 years? What do you see? What's your objectives?
I mean, we don't really have objectives. We go, like, year by year, album by album, and we try to, of course, we want the best for the band, so for ourselves, and try to push it in the art, but, we don't really have a goal. As far as we can go, that's the goal. Hopefully, we can get somewhere and keep growing. I think as long as we keep growing, to me, I'm happy. I would hate to see all the work we've put in start to fall apart and go down. And I think that when that moment comes, I'll be sad to see that we worked a lot to get where we are. But just to me, to keep seeing things moving forward and keep growing, that's the main thing for us.
And how did that, I mean, just a little bit on the side, you guys also pretty much start, I mean, everybody in Cataclysm plays in XDO. How did that came out? How did the band was created, or what did you guys decided to do, a side project that pretty much includes, you know, the whole band?
It was mostly Marshall's idea. I mean, we started writing songs for this project, and it started with him, and then he asked my help to help him put songs together, because he had a lot of ideas that we worked on, and that's how it started. And then we asked Max to demo drum beats and our friends from Blackguard work later to help us with orchestration and stuff, and we put it together as a project, and we didn't think that we would get as much excitement about it as we got. But so far, the Guitar Blast label was really into it. When they heard the first demo, they were like, man, we want to sign it and put it out, and actually these guys should pull for it. And we're like, that's not the idea we had at the beginning. It was just a more to a fast project. We wanted to do just a cool piece of music about the Roman history, and then just turned out so good that we got tour offers for it already, and the tours did well. The album did good numbers. Well, now the label's already talking about making a second one. So yeah, it kind of started on its own, and for me, it's really interesting to work on music like that, and I'm looking forward to work on the second XDO record. I like the ambience of it, and the melodies and varies a lot from Cataclysm, and it's darker, slower, and we can take the music somewhere else. So that's kind of a fun thing, interesting for me as a musician to be part of. And by the way, I'm glad to see that it got this far already for only one album. Looking forward to Tour America as well in November with Kyle, sort of supporting Kyle's ideas. It's going to be a fun tour.
And will you guys ever be willing to share double duties touring with Cataclysm and XDO at the same time?
We thought about it, but for me personally, I don't think we should, because to give either or a XDO show or a Cataclysm show, you give all you got, and when you're off stage after an hour or an hour and a half of playing this type of music, you need to sit down and just catch your breath, because it's intense, it's very physical, and I think I don't want to put out a show of one band and the other one right after the other, and I have to compromise the quality or the integrity of the show just because it's a lot of it would demand a lot of out of our bodies, and I think it's better that we just do it separate. It makes more sense.
And you mentioned working with Nuclear Blast, so for you guys, the experience has been all positive compared to previous labels that you guys had?
Yeah, Nuclear Blast is since we got on the label there, it's just been really beyond the band, and they're fans of the band and they're friends of the band. That's what's important to us. They really work their ass off for Cataclysm, and we see it on both fans, both projects, and they're really a good help in trying to do this career, and really happy to be with this label. Hopefully the things keep going this way and in the future, and like hopefully all fans that work the label don't decide to quit or something and go work somewhere else, but because we really have good friends over there, and it's nice to work in like in a friendly environment and not in a business way, you know.
Yeah. And what do you think about the Canadian scene as a whole? Now we're starting to get more bands that are getting bigger exposure in the U.S.
No, finally, I think we always had a great scene in Canada, but for some reason, was never really looked on like in the past, like let's say Sweden was, or Florida, or like where like you know, all the bands got signed in the early 90s, and now it seems like 20 years later, like a lot of labels and important people are looking upon the Canadian scene, and a lot of good bands managed to finally get out there, and it's great to see them. I'm glad that finally something's happening, because the local scene for us always been great in Montreal and Toronto and our area, and finally to see younger bands like getting somewhere. Amazing. We're really proud of where we come from and our roots and stuff, so it's nice to see. And we also have like a lot of friends from those bands, and it's great that we get on tours now and we get to tour with bands from our own town and friends that we grew up with, so that's really amazing.
And I mean, what would you say that it's like the main kind of, well, you could say it focus behind the whole Canadian scene, since, for example, you have, you know, the Swedish death metal, I mean, the melodic death metal, and then you have the Norwegian black metal. What do you think it's the Canada's claim to fame in terms of...
Yeah, I would think, from what I see it, from where we're from in Quebec, like, because it's such a French-Canadian community within America, I think it's a very influenced both from Europe and the U.S. So I think like the fans coming out of our region are kind of somewhat hybrids of like the European scene and the U.S. U.S. American scene. So they're being somewhere kind of in the middle. I think that's like, to me, this is what how I would describe the Canadian sound. Like it's like somewhere halfway between Europe and American style. And that's how we differ from like the rest of the world. And I would say like lately, like the last few bands that came out, like, they sound very over technical. Like, I don't know, according to my taste, not so much like the style of music I enjoy, but that's why it seems to be a trend lately in the last few years. But, before that, I would say it's really a combination of cultures that makes the bands from Canada unique.
And what would you and would you ever consider, you know, like you mentioned that going with the trend and maybe randomly in the future just releasing something, you know, totally off compared to what the core of Cataclysm is?
I don't think so. I think we do what we do, and like, for sure, we're gonna improve and refine our sound and keep pushing ourselves to the limit for the songwriting and stuff like that, but we never followed any trends. Like since when we started, we've just always been here doing our thing, and I guess that's why some people like our band, just because of we're never really been trendy, so we've just never been in fashion basically or following any trends. We've just been there and solid and strong at what we do, and I think one of the reasons why we have so many hardcore fans following us.
And, I mean, for example, what would you want to say, you know, I mean, once you're done with music in years from now, what would you prefer to be, you know, like the people know you for?
Hopefully they see us as a band that was, like, hardworking and then, like, they're solid and that had a lot of integrity. I think that's a key word for us. We always have a lot of integrity in ourselves, and we're always passionate about what we do, about our live shows, and every effort we put on records. But we always give like all for it. I think as one like this whole thing is done, I think for me, and I'll be happy if I just keep on with it. Playing music for myself, and like, I never want to quit playing music. If ever that, like, whenever the band stops, I think I will still be playing guitar and have like playing local bands for fun. And nothing serious, but that's for sure. I'm gonna keep playing music, and I wanna also keep working in my studio, like work with other bands. I try to help other younger bands like improve their sound and improve their skills. That's like what the future would be for me whenever this is over.
And do you think that now that since you've been in the business for almost 20 years with Cataclysm, do you think that now making music and making songs, it's more of an easy process than before?
Oh, yeah, for sure, definitely. Because, I mean, you gain skills and experience with the years, and you know, funny enough, you know what you don't want. So you're not exactly sure sometimes what you want to achieve, but you know exactly what you don't want to achieve. So that helps a lot. And so you come up with ideas, and you find a way you can see if it's going in a bad direction or somewhere that you don't want it to go. So you can find a way like stop it and go somewhere else. And I think that's like the experience factor that comes in the line for that type of stuff. And we also know how to arrange the songs better, like what's going to work live or on CD, or what's not going to work. Like you can kind of tell right away, so that helps the writing process a lot. And I think it's also by knowing each other very well and our musical taste and their influence, I think that helps out a lot too, the writing process.
And how do you feel that now with technology? You think that do you think the bands have a better chance of being more known, or you think that bands have to make better music in order to get better known? Since there's so much stuff out there, what is your opinion with stuff related to that?
On technology, I would say that it's a great tool, but it has to be used the right way. Because I feel like a lot of bands kind of a lot on like the sound and the precision of like that you can achieve with the computer, the computers and like all the technology you can use for recording. But on the other hand, it feels like sometimes like the true essence of music is lacking somewhat. Like I think it's important that like you can use the technology for what it is, but don't overlook like the songwriting and the true essence of what music should be. And I think that a lot of younger bands are making a mistake today to go too much towards that instead of like the true essence of rock and roll.
And for example, now with like stuff like MySpace and stuff, do you think that people are easier to have easier access to music? That's obvious, but they have like less.
No, I think that.
Huh?
On the MySpace and Facebook, I think that actually did help, like for the younger bands, because we didn't have any of that when we started. And, like, I think it helped. Like for nowadays, if you want to promote your band, you can do it on your own, and that's a great thing. And I see the difference, because even if we're not selling as much, I'd say the industry is not selling as much records as they used to like 20 years ago, people still like get to hear the music, and that is really beneficial on the live act. Like I see more and more people coming to shows, and they know the songs, and it helps. I'm, for me, I'm a firm believer in the modern way of doing things. Like I think it's good. Like the only thing I would say is like, if ever you really like a band or you really like a certain album, I think you should still try to go out there and buy it. And if you don't, at least go to the show and buy a shirt or something. Support the band in a way or another so you can keep doing what you do. But that helps a lot of bands. But at the same time, if you're a new band starting, I think it's easier to get promoted on your own versus how it was 20 years ago.
Yep, and just to kind of close it around, what do you guys think about the new way that, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of touring going on now, but the tour packages now are getting sometimes odd due to the bands that they're mashing together. What are your opinions of that?
I mean, I like variation because it's nice to have, like, when you go see a concert, that you can go see, like, different bands. But at the same time, if you go too much overboard, like, I don't think a scene mixes that well if you go, like, too extreme and you get a variation of band on the bill. Like, it needs to be within a certain range, I believe, to make it work. But at the same time, I feel like more and more of the metal fans of the new era are very open-minded to many different styles. So, like, for instance, us on the playing on the Ozfest, we had, like, a really good reaction, considering we're touring with heavy metal bands that has nothing to do with extreme genres or stuff like that. And still people, you can tell, like, the classic heavy metal fans still is there and was enjoying the show, and you know, it was good to see. I think matchup sometimes it's a good thing for fans to promote to more people.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to close it off, is there anything else you want to tell people, for example, to go buy your latest record, or what else do you want to say to the North American?
I would just say, like, a big thank you to everyone that's been supporting us. Are part of the, let's say, the Cackleton family, because it's been growing and being healthier than ever. Like, keep on growing, and thank you for the support, and thank you for still coming out and buying records and coming to shows. It makes all the difference and makes us more. And it's what makes you being a proud musician and want to keep buying and doing this. So a big thank you to all the fans.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the interview, and good luck on the rest of the tour.